Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Enduro Metals. Traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ENDR and on the OTCQB under the symbol ENDMF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Cole Evans. Now, Enduro Metals is focused in the Golden Triangle at the Newmont Lake property, and that's what we're going to focus on here because the company did just release some drill results yesterday, Monday, February 7th. Now, the drill results, it was five holes in total, all of those five holes were more focused around this Burgundy Ridge target. This is one of four targets that was drilled last year, 2021, as part of the 7,000 meters, just over 7,000 meter drill program. Now, Cole, diving right into these results, we're seeing some long widths carrying some pretty decent grade, as well as within some of those long widths, some higher grade. So I will post a link to the news release below that has the full table outlined of these drill results. You know what? I'll probably even put the table below this interview, but some of the drill holes released in this news release, following up on that hole one that was announced in October of last year, that hole hit 331 meters of 0.71% copper equivalent. Some of the follow-up results here. Hole 3 hit 256 meters of 0.5% copper equivalent. Hole 4 hit 151 meters of 0.47% copper equivalent. Within both of those intercepts, again, some higher grades up to almost 7% copper equivalent. Cole, take us through these initial drill results from Burgundy Ridge, please.
Yeah, absolutely, Corey. Well, always a pleasure being on your show here. But so we're really excited about these results coming out. As you mentioned, this was from, you know, we'd call this the discovery, the true discovery of a new alkalic porphyry system in the Golden Triangle. And we try and let our numbers speak for themselves. As you mentioned, longer mineralized intervals, as well as what, and this is typical of these deposit types. So the long technical term we use, silica undersaturated alkalic porphyry system, just think copper gold, right? Copper gold porphyry. But what's particular about these type of deposits compared to what most people might think of when they hear the term porphyry systems is this subtype, they're typically, this is relatively saying smaller, you know, still up to, you know, Galore Creek's still over a billion tons, but relatively smaller than what are the bigger calc-alkaline cousins, and noted for their higher grades. And that's what you're seeing here. We have these broader mineralized intervals, but in particular points where the deposit, the system that we found thus far is clearly capable of making substantial grades. And why I emphasize that, why that's so critical, is when we're talking about the Golden Triangle, right? As everyone knows, this can be a topographically challenging place to work. And that's all things that can be worked around from the exploration side. But of course, we're not just here to find a deposit. We're here to find a deposit that could become a mine somewhere down the line. So we always need to keep these things in mind. And when you have these sorts of grades, these are what are theoretically, of course, we don't have mining studies out yet. We're still early days, but the kind of grades that you could are amenable to underground mining methods. And that, I think, is critical as we talk about why we're so excited about this and moving it forward.
So, Cole, are there any comparisons that you can give us? And I realize it's still very early on, but seeing these widths of over 200 meters, even the discovery hole that was over 300 meters of mineralization, how does that compare to any other projects in the Golden Triangle or close by that you can relate it to?
We feel fairly confident in saying that this system is analogous to Galore Creek, which is, of course, our neighbor to the northwest. Galore Creek gets a bad rap because it's, from the market because of how remote it is. Joint venture 50-50 between Newmont and Teck. But a lot of people forget, you know, as you know with me, everything's about the, you know, geoscience. It's, Galore Creek is by far the largest, I'll use the technical word for the silica undersaturated alkalic porphyry system in the world, right? It's absolutely world-class with respect to the deposit. So that's where, again, why we like that comparison, in the fact that, you know, we've done the science, we've done the age dating, all these things, and everything lines up. You know, I'll use it as an example. In the latest drill holes we put out, you know, as you mentioned, the bigger, longer intervals get the attention. But for me, it's some of these smaller things. Like I'll use 84 meters of the 0.72 copper equivalent, starting at 57 meters downhole, which, you know, we're talking minus 45 degree holes that we drilled here. So your downhole depth and your vertical change is different, right? So this true depth down is, you know, call it 40 meters roughly. Well, if we look at the breakdown of what actually makes those numbers, that's 0.42% copper, 0.35 gold. Well, again, making that Galore Creek comparison, their measured M&I resource is 0.47 copper, 0.23 gold. So slightly higher copper, slightly less gold, more or less balances out. So these are the exact numbers that we want to see. These are the kind of numbers that make deposits in British Columbia. So yeah, we're very encouraged by it, and the fact that how shallow they are. I mean, porphyries being vertically oriented deposits, it's all about vertical extent. And that's what 2022 is going to be all about. It's all about, we've got to drill steep and deep. And, you know, like I was mentioning to somebody else, think of these deposits as looking almost like carrots, right? Narrow, but very long and deep. So we're really just at the top of it. We can see that it's making the grades that you need to form a top tier deposit in this region. And we just got to keep drilling it, just see how big it is.
Yeah, well, and considering this is really just the first pass drill program that you guys have had, the discovery hole was announced more at the tail end of last year, and now some of these follow-up holes. In terms of that drill program, are there any more results to come from Burgundy Ridge, or are the rest of the results going to come from the other targets on the project?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mix. We got some other things we don't have quite back yet on the, particularly up in the 72 area. Touching on some results from this news release, you know, you looked at just under 10 meters of over 2% copper within 16 meters downhole is where that started. We don't have a lot of information about it yet because it's related, but it looks totally different. They look like these little, for the technical people listening, these little chalcocite stringers ripping through here. So different style of mineralization, but clearly, you know, some spectacular grades within there. 2 meters of 7.2% copper with 88 grams silver. So yeah, interesting. Like I said, we know very little about that. That's another new thing as well. And then of course, yeah, we had drilling the Chachi in McClymont. So there's going to be big technical press releases focusing on those areas as well, not only drilling but also a lot of the surface work we did there this year in both of those locations, and just further developing them.
I'm guessing that it's hard to come up with a defined drill program for this year because you are still missing so many results, but any insights on what the company could be doing this year?
Yeah, so this obviously at a high level, as you mentioned, until we have all our results back, interpreted out, all those different things. The exact plan is not set in stone, but the gist of it is it's drilling. Focus on drilling. Just talking about Burgundy, what we've seen, and I think you and I have talked about this before. It's really important we start transitioning from knowing, as I say it, a little about a lot to a lot about a little. It's continuing to focus down and develop. That's ultimately what's going to develop this project. You know, we can't be having our arms pulled in all directions, even for the four different systems we know. And that's kind of tying into what's significant about us having our 100% ownership now, is we have the optionality to leverage these other portions of the project, or of Newmont Lake as a whole, that we might not be getting maximum value for, as a way to, you know, see exploration work get done or source of cash in the future, rather than just having to go to the market and raise money and dilute the company.
Okay, so that ties into that February 2nd news release where Enduro completed the option to acquire 100% of this Newmont Lake project. Cole, before I get you out of here, can you give us an update on cash in the bank in terms of where the company stands for this year?
Yeah, so we just made our last $1 million cash payment to Roma. So you see, obviously, within the option agreement, we also have, you know, it's the CRA, so you don't know the exact number, but, anywhere from a million to 1.4 million roughly in tax receivables that we should be seeing the first half of that starting to come in soon.
Okay. Well, Cole, it sounds like we are still waiting for some more drill results here, and it's something that we'll definitely follow up on because I know I received a number of emails waiting to hear when the company or when we would see more drill results, and it sounds like they're starting to trickle in now. So we'll definitely follow up on the back of some more news, and if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Enduro Metals, and as I mentioned, we'll be having Cole back on the back of some more drill results. Cole, thank you, as always, for your time.
Likewise, Corey. Take care.